Collaborating with your Gen Ed teachers. Hey, special ed teacher. In today's episode, I'll be sharing tips with how to connect and work with your Gen Ed teacher staff. But before we get into it, if you are overwhelmed with the IEP process and struggling to learn how to write an IEP, go ahead and join the waitlist for my IEP 101 course. You will learn everything from the foundations to the organization of an IEP. I am super excited about this course and can't wait to share it with you all. So be sure to join the waitlist so you'll be the first to know when my course will be open for enrollment. The link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. As our student's case manager, we are to provide the least restrictive environment for our students with an IEP. This means that our students are to be with their general ed population or peers as much as possible. So whether you are a resource specialist teacher or in the special ed self-contained classroom, we are to collaborate and work with our general ed staff as much as possible. I remember when I was teaching in the special day classroom and I had students that I felt were capable of participating in the general ed class, at least for part of their day. I had a student that I knew would contribute to learning language arts in the gen ed classroom. But when I would approach a gen ed colleague and bring the idea up, I felt a lot of pushback. And unfortunately, it wasn't the first time. But when I was lucky enough to find a teacher open to having my student mainstream in their class, I didn't know how to support the teacher or student when they were in there. After years of teaming up with different general ed teachers and creating that open communication with them, I have a better idea of how to work with gen ed teachers. So here we go. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for our students with disabilities. Today, I have 7 ideas I'd like to share. So for the first idea is plan lessons together. In regards to co-teaching, this all depends on the model you are using. You can learn about the different co-teaching models in episode 54 entitled Co-Teaching Models, 6 Methods Used for Students with or without special needs. I understand we barely have any time to plan, period, but those little moments that you both have, take advantage of them. You can quickly go through lessons, get a good overview of what next week's lesson is about, decide who will prep what, who will be teaching the lesson, who will be assisting. Will you be teaching a lesson simultaneously? Do a quick video call in your own classrooms or message each other. So the first idea is to plan lessons together. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for the second idea is support gen ed teacher lessons. You can support gen ed teacher lessons in different ways. If you do the one teach, one assist co-teaching model, it's a great way to help assist all the students in the class who are struggling with learning a new concept. Or you can pull a small group of learners that all need the extra assistance. I have collaborated with my 6th grade team a ton, and I support their lessons and our students by pre-teaching or front-loading the English language arts lessons for the week. It has made a huge difference in the quality of work and understanding, so the students get the help they need to comprehend the story better. So the second idea is to support Gen Ed teacher lessons. How to collaborate with Gen Ed teachers for the third idea is provide an IEP at a glance. If your IEP software that you use in your district allows it, you may have the capability to print out your students' IEP at a glance and provide it to the teachers they work with. An IEP at a glance is a summarized version of the student's IEP. It shows the student's info, IEP goals, services, and accommodations. Providing an IEP at a glance will give the teacher a quick overview of the student and what they need to provide them in regards to accommodations. I had a past Gen Ed colleague reach out to me asking how she can help her student with special needs in her Gen Ed class with an IEP. I told her to go ahead and reach out to her RSP teacher and ask for an IEP at a glance. This was already 2 to 3 months into the school year. Providing this document early before the school year begins, or at least the first few days, to your teachers will make them feel supported by you and better prepared when your student walks into that classroom. So the third idea is to provide an IEP at a glance. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for the fourth idea is to create a communication thread. I use a ton of different forms of communication to connect with the general ed teachers on my campus. My district uses Microsoft Teams, so we use this to communicate to one another. I've made group chats for each grade level and even one-on-one chats. Of course, emails are great with sharing documents and communication. What's great about this is you can schedule your emails to go out on certain days and times. Go ahead and listen to episode 33 entitled 4 Time-Saving Email Hacks You Need to Know Now as a Busy Sped Teacher. This will help you learn how to save time with emails. Right after staff meetings are also a good time when I do touch base with the Gen Ed teachers. These are usually quick reminders, so I don't take too much of their time. So the fourth idea is to create a communication thread. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for the fifth idea is check in with Gen Ed teachers frequently. Do a quick check-in with teachers. See how your student is doing in their class. Does the teacher need strategies or work modified? If the student is having a difficult time grasping certain concepts, maybe you can reteach it to them. Then check in after implementing those strategies. Did it work? Did it not? Do we need to revise anything? Doing frequent check-ins with your teachers will make them feel supported by you and see that you also care, and you both have the best interest for your student. So the fifth idea is to check in with Gen Ed teachers frequently. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for the sixth idea is go in the lunchroom or participate in school activities. I know we sped teachers like to stay in our cave. Heck, I'm doing this now. But we have our seasons, right? But when you can, try to show your face in the teacher's lounge every now and then. Pick lunch in the lounge days throughout the week to be visible to everyone. Socialize so teachers know who you are and know more about you as an individual versus Michelle, the sped teacher. Also, participating in school activities where your general ed teachers are also in is just as important. Sharing those moments where you all are a team and sharing experiences together will create bonds with you and the school staff. So the sixth idea is to go in the lunchroom and participate in school activities. How to collaborate with general ed teachers for the last and seventh idea is to co-teach with teachers that want to collaborate. This has to be the most important out of all 7 of them. I have heard great stories about co-teaching and then not so great stories. The biggest thing to promote more co-teaching within your school is to first co-teach with teachers who are open and willing to do so. I know some sites have teachers who may not have a choice, but man, it goes a long way and has a positive impact in the entire school culture. All you need is just one positive experience with co-teaching. It can be difficult to collaborate with another teacher with a negative outlook on this model. Trust me, I've had teachers who are not all in with it, and I've been there and done that. But when we identify the students who would benefit from this model and pair it up with teachers who are all in, the end result is amazing. And I have been there and done that with this. The co-teachers that I've worked with have talked about our positive experience during staff meetings and to the administration about the great results we've seen with our students when we collaborate together. The students were able to keep up and understand the material, and most of all, turn in their classroom assignments. So the last idea is to co-teach with teachers that want to collaborate. All right, I hope these tips gave you an idea of how to work with our general ed teachers. So to recap, how to collaborate with general ed teachers for our students with disabilities for 1 is plan lessons together. 2, support gen ed teacher lessons. 3, provide an IEP at a glance. 4, create a communication thread. 5, check in with gen ed teachers frequently. 6, go in the lunchroom or participate in school activities. And 7, co-teach with teachers that want to collaborate. I would love it if you would let me know how you collaborate and work with your general education teachers. Join me and other passionate educators and friends about special education in the free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. There will also be a link in the show notes. And then again, if you are overwhelmed with the IEP process and struggling to learn how to write an IEP, go ahead and join the waitlist for my IEP 101 course. You will learn everything from the foundations to the organization of an IEP. I am super excited about this course and can't wait to share it with every single one of you. So be sure to join that waitlist. You'll be the first to know when my course will be open for enrollment. The link will also be in the show notes. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.